Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a Milava Malka story. And as everyone here knows, Milava Malka is a very important su'uda. It is after Shabbos is over, and the best thing is actually to wash and have bread and have something hot and have candles and have a real beautiful su'uda at the Shabbos table. It extends the Shabbos, so to speak. And it's a way of accompanying. Malava means to accompany Malka, the queen, the Shabbos queen, out on her way as the Shabbos ends. Who was it that began the idea of Malava Malka? It was David HaMelech himself. And tonight we have a story with a Hasidic Rebbe who was actually the son of the holy Ruzhiner, who was himself descended from the Baal Shem Tov, if I'm not mistaken. And his son was David Moshe of Chortchav, who lived from about the early 1800s till about 1900. And here's how the story goes. His Chassidim, Rabbi David Moshe's Chassidim, made him a Milava Malka every Motzei Shabbos, every Saturday night. And one time, as they were gathering for their Milava Malka, singing Zmirais, and sharing stories of tzaddikim, the Rebbe himself, David Moshe, joined them at the Suda. He sat down with them, and he explained the greatness of the Suda of Milava Malka, instituted by David HaMelech himself, the King David, and explained how the zechus of doing a meal of Milava Malka saves and protects those people who celebrate it. And he said, here's an illustration. Once there were two Yiddish business partners who always were very careful to make a very nice Milava Malka, Motzei Shabbos, to accompany the queen, the Shabbos queen, on her way out. And even when it was hard to do it, these two business partners always made sure to make a nice Milava Malka. One time, however, they had to go to a certain fair where they would do business. And the fair was a long distance away, and it was Sunday morning, and therefore they were going to have to travel right after Shabbos. So they got in their wagon right after Shabbos. It was a cold winter night, and they figured, we'll make the Milava Malka on the way in the wagon. Make a nice Milava Malka. Of course, it can't be as nice as it could be at home, but the best they could, they packed food for the Milava Malka. It was freezing. There was a heavy snow. They couldn't really see the path in front of them very well. And they decided, we're going to stop because we need to make Milava Malka. But they realized they didn't have any water to wash with. So what did they do? They looked around and they saw that in the distance there was a little light. They figured it was probably a little hut. And there was a peasant that lived there. And they decided to stop and ask for some water to wash with. They knocked on the door and asked, can we please wash our hands? We have no water. We want to wash our hands to have our Milava Malka meal. The stranger opened the door, invited them in, said, come, sit down, warm yourself by the fire, eat your meal. And so they sat down to have their suda, and they sang songs in honor of the Shabbos queen. All of a sudden, without any warning, just as they were getting ready to bench and to leave, a vicious gang of robbers came into the house and blocked their way out. You will not leave here alive, they said, because we, Chas v'Shalom, kill anybody who comes here, and we take everything which they have. The businessmen were trapped. They said, please, let us at least say vidui, the prayers that we say just before the end of our life, Chas v'Shalom, in which we ask Hashem to forgive us for what we might have done wrong, and so forth. The robber said, okay, we'll give you your last request. You can say your prayers. As they began saying their prayers, there were loud bells ringing, and it showed that a big, fancy carriage of a very wealthy person was coming, a wagon, a fancy wagon. And then there was loud knocks on the door of the hut. It was a paritz. It was a very wealthy landowner who had got lost in the snowstorm and had come to ask for directions. Well, as soon as he asked for directions, the robbers began laughing. Ah, very nice, the robber said. You also will not leave this hut alive, Mr. Paritz. We're going to rob you from everything you have, and then after that we will kill you. The Paritz saw that he was trapped. He gave over all his money, and he said, please, I have one last request. Can I please have some mashka? Can I drink some of the mashka which I brought? Can I drink some of it? Some vodka or scotch or some kind of alcohol, something to make l'chaim on, but this was seemingly not a Jew. He said, can I just have some whiskey? They said, okay. And he said, here, I'll give some to you also. So they said, of course, we love to drink. So he gave everybody a little cup of whiskey, and as they all drank, suddenly all the robbers became completely paralyzed. They could not move. They were like stones, like statues. The pirates turned to the business partners, and he said to them, quick, escape from here, right away. The business partners quickly picked up all their things, and either they benched before they left, or probably they benched after they left because it was dangerous, and they got away, safe and sound. Now, the Rebbe asked Moshe David, he said, do you know who that was? Do you know who the Paritz actually was? David Moshe. It was actually David HaMelech, that David HaMelech came to save them, dressed up as a Paritz, because of the schus that they had from always making a nice Malava Malka every single Motzei Shabbos, every single Saturday night. Therefore, in that schus, David HaMelech came to save them. And that was a story which was told by Rabbi David Moshe to his chassidim. But the story is not quite over. The next morning, two strangers arrived at the shul of Rabbi David Moshe, and they told the same exact story. It had happened to them the night before. Well, we see from this story, of course, the great schus, the great merit of making Malava Malka, and the great Ruach HaKodesh of the Rebbe, David Moshe of Kharkov, that he knew what was going on, however many miles away it was, and he was actually telling the story to the Chassidim as it was happening. And who knows, but perhaps he had something to do also with their being saved. That I don't know how it works. I don't know exactly how David HaMelech came to be there. But the story is a true story from a true Rebbe, from a true line of Rebbes, going all the way back to the Baal Shem Tov. And for us, the lesson's very clear. When Shabbos is over, we don't change into our weekday clothes and go out and do weekday things. The first thing we do is we roll up our sleeves and help wash the dishes, clean up after Shabbos, and so forth. And then we sit down to a Malava Malka. Or maybe you have father and son learning or whatever, but we keep the Shabbos spirit, the Shabbos Ruach, maybe after father and son learning. Of course, Havdalah has to come first. But the idea is that Shabbos, we don't just dump at the end of Shabbos, but we accompany the queen, the Shabbos queen, and it's not only good for us, but it's good also for our children and their children as well. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More, but I don't want to leave without reminding you that even if we haven't heard about it in a couple of days, but there's a very serious war going on, and it's a very, Baruch Hashem, successful war, although the price has been very heavy. Many, many soldiers have been killed, and many civilians have been killed. But our armies, Air Force, Navy, are having many, many great victories, and we are coming closer and closer to completely getting rid of the evil Hamas. And we have to do our part here, in whatever city you live in, whatever country you live in, to add an extra Torah and mitzvahs, to learn more Torah, to do more mitzvahs, to daven more, davening for the people who are in danger, davening for those who have been injured, davening for people who are captives, that Hashem should help. But besides davening, also to do extra mitzvahs, to learn extra Torah, and perhaps this Motzei Shabbos, they have a very, very special Malava Malka dedicated to success in the war. May it happen immediately and may it lead directly into the Geula Shalema through Mashiach Tzidkenu. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.